Welcome to day 120. We are up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. These are the last two Mishnayos of this seventh Perek Maseches Kilayim, and these are the Mishnayos for Ha'acharon Shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach. We posted these. We'll also post the Mishnayos for the seventh day of Pesach. You can either learn them on Erev Shabbos. I just feel like I need to say it at this point. You can learn them on Erev Yontif today, or you can have them ready to go in your inbox for Motzai Yontif, Motzai Shabbos. Says Mishnah Zayin, Haruach She'ila Sagafanim Al Gabei Tvua. Imagine there was a wind, a gust of wind, and it blew grapevines to be over your grain. And the halacha is, we've seen a few times already, that grapevines are not allowed to hang over grain. That is a problem of kilayim. It prohibits both the grain and the grapevine. But let's say you didn't do it. Instead, a wind came about and blew the grapevine over the grain. What's the halacha? Yigdor miyad. It's not exactly clear what yigdor means. Different things are suggested. Either you push it back right away, or you create a barrier right away, or you cut it right away. Either way, take care of the potential kilayim issue. And if you do, then the grain is fine. Im ero ones, but for whatever reason you can't do it. It's not clear whether it's a practical reason you can't do it. Maybe you're not there, you can't get in touch with someone, or there's a halachic reason you're not able to do it, such as someone was nifter, someone died, and you are now sitting shiva, and you're not allowed to do any work on your field during that time. Whatever reason you can't do it, the halacha is mutter. Then you're allowed to keep it there until you're able to do it, and it does not become usser from kilayim. Again, it wasn't your fault. The wind caused it, and therefore you should try to get rid of it right away, but if you can't, it's okay. Now it's the opposite case, where imagine you had grain that grew very long, whatever it is, and now it is leaning, the edge of the grain is now leaving, and now it's suddenly under the grapevine. You didn't plant it that way, but it now is leaning to be under the grapevine. V'chein b'yarek, and similarly, if a vegetable is the same thing, it's now under the grapevine. Machzir v'en makadish, all you have to do is pull it back, and it does not become a problem of kilayim. In general, the Mefarshim point out that the problem of kilayim is when the ikar, the root, is underneath the grapevine, but if it just is leaning under the grapevine, you didn't do it that way, you didn't cause that to happen, so then it is not a problem. It does not become kilayim. Now, the Mishnah is going to ask a general question as to when something becomes kilayim. Says the Mishnah, from what point in the stage in the growth of tevuah, of grain, does it become miskadeshes, does it actually become almost susceptible to being over the isra of kilayim? Says the Mishnah, Misha Tashrish, when it starts to take root, when grain starts to take root, that's the moment that it can now become kilayim. Va'anavim, what about grapes? Misha Yaso Kfolavim, when it becomes the shape of like a little white bean. It's the very beginning of the development of the grape. Once it hits that stage, then it is susceptible to becoming over the Isra of kilayim. Tevuah Sheyavsha Kol Tzarka, and now the opposite end. If you have tevuah that is entirely ripened, it's already dried out, or anavim shibishlu kol tzarka, or anavim shibishlu, that's the word ripen, totally ripened already, then einan miskachos. Then it's already too late in the stage for them to become kilayim, because they've already, either the grain has dried out, or the grape is not getting any more nutrients because it's already fully developed. In those cases, it cannot become kilayim. So kilayim only happens in the window. By grain, it's from the time that it takes root until it dries out, and by grapes, it's when it's the shape of a small white bean until it ripens. But if you planted those two together, you planted grain in a vineyard, whatever it is, and it was before those stages or after those stages, it's not going to become a miskadeshes. If you uproot it before it takes root, or if you uproot it before the grapes become the shape of a white bean, then it is not a problem of kilayim. And by the way, both need to be that way. The grain needs to be have taken root, and the grapes need to already have developed into that white bean. Both need to be at that stage in order for it to be kilayim. If not, if you uproot it before then it is not a problem. The Rambam does point out that perhaps there's still a knas, that we at least, the tevuah at least becomes aser, the tevuah becomes prohibited as a knas, as almost as a penalty for having done this. You shouldn't be doing this and playing games with kilayim that way, but from the Torah's perspective at least, it does not become kilayim if you uprooted it before it reached that stage. Says Mishnah Ches, the last Mishnah of this perek. Atzitz nakav mekadesh bekerem. Imagine you planted grain, for whatever reason, you planted it in a flower pot, and it's already past the stage in which it can become, meaning it's already in the stage, in which it can become kilayim, it's already taken root, and you planted it in a flower pot, and it is nakuv. The flower pot has a hole underneath, and you put it within the four amos of a kerem. We know you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to plant anything within four amos of a kerem, of a vineyard, not allowed to plant any other sort of produce, but you did it. You planted it not in the ground, but in a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, and then you place the flower pot within the four amos of a kerem. Mekadesh Bekarim. It actually does become kilayim. That is just like planting it in the ground, and it becomes kilayim. V'she'enu nakav, enu mekadesh. But if the flower pot does not have a hole in the bottom, you just put the grain in a flower pot, and the flower pot is totally sealed, and then you put that in the four amos, then it is not kilayim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, zevazeh osrin below mekachin. In either case, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't place a flower pot, with the grain, you should not place that within the four amos, but either whether it has a hole or it doesn't have a hole, it will not become kilayim, because even if it does have a hole, and even if it can perhaps get some nutrients from the ground, it is not the same thing from kilayim standards. It's not the same thing of actually planting it in the ground, so regardless of whether it has a hole or not, you should not put it there, but if you did, it does not become kilayim. Finally, hamavir atzitz nakav bekarem. Imagine someone is holding this flower pot with the grain inside, and you're holding and you're walking through a kerem, and assuming it has a hole on the bottom, avir atzitz nakav bekarem. You're walking through a vineyard with this flower pot that is filled with grain and it has a hole in the bottom. Im hosif masayim aser. If it actually grew 200th of the growth, that's, we know that's the general measurement. If it grew 200th of its growth while you were passing through the vineyard, then it is usser. The actual grain is usser, not the grapevine, but the grain is usser. The Mefarshim point out that is likely just the kanas also. That is a penalty, because even though it has a hole in the bottom, you didn't actually place it down. It didn't actually get any nutrients from the ground. So even if it did increase its growth by 1/200th, which is generally the measurement, it didn't actually get its nutrients from the ground, and therefore it wouldn't be an Isser of Kilayim. But you're playing with fire. This is an Isser de Araisa. Kilayim in general is a biblical prohibition. So why are you walking through with a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom where it can easily be put down? Why are you playing with fire, so to say? So it's Knas, such that, you know, in order to ensure that a person doesn't do that. That is the end of Perek Zayin. We'll start Mishnah Ches, Mirtz Hashem, after the Chag.